This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And we'll begin today with a question. Do you feel rested? Did you get all the sleep you needed last night? If you're like millions of helplessly paralyzed Red Sox fans, or Cardinals fans for that matter, the answer is probably no and no. And you can count on another late night tonight if you're planning to watch Game 5 of the World Series, which gets underway at 8.
After last night's dramatic Red Sox victory, the series is tied at 2 games apiece. And no matter the outcome of tonight's game, the series returns to Boston's Fenway Park on Wednesday for Game 6 and a potential Game 7 on Thursday, so quite possibly a full work week of late night suspense and too little sleep.
So we're going to go now to St. Louis, where we're joined by Dan Shaughnessy, sports columnist for the Boston Globe. And Dan, welcome back to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Oh, nice to be here. Thank you.
So we've had two really bizarre and surprising endings over these past two games. The great obstruction fiasco on Saturday, then the pickoff to seal last night's Red Sox win. You've covered a lot of World Series over the years. How unusual is this so far?
Well, they're both the first ones I've seen, and it gives you a lot of strange drama at the end. I mean, the Saturday one, the obstruction one, was people scratching their heads and taking several minutes to sort through it and figure out what actually happened. It was obvious what happened last night, and I really think that the young man in question there, it's unfortunate, but I don't think it was that pivotal a play. It looked like the Cardinals were going down anyway.
Yeah, I agree with that. So now, I guess you could say momentum shifts at least a little bit. It's now a best-of-three contest. Two out of three of the potential games will be played at Fenway. That means the Red Sox have a chance to win a World Series at home for the first time since 1918. But before we go down there, what's your read on tonight's game?
This should be hopefully a cleaner game. I mean, as good as the series has been, as much drama and tension and, you know, action as it's had, it's been a little bit sloppy. And the Red Sox have made, I think, 7 errors, 6 in the last 3 games, and just some goofy plays. The games are longer than we would like, as you've cited. I think this one tonight has a chance to be a little tighter and cleaner based on the starting pitchers. They both really have their best guy going tonight, John Lester for the Sox and Wainwright for the Cardinals. And I think it's got a chance to be a little bit tighter. And, you know, the way this thing has unfolded, you feel like whoever wins the day, the game you're watching, you feel like, oh, that team's going to win the World Series. That's how it has felt. And the Sox seem to get all the momentum back last night, but that can change quickly.
I was reading some coverage in the St. Louis papers, and some of it quite critical of their team's performance, particularly last night. What's the mood out there among fans that you've come into contact with, or even among your fellow scribes in St. Louis?
They don't even begin to know what critical is here in St. Louis. I mean, we could teach them all about critical, where we're much tougher on our team back in Boston. Everybody here is pretty much on board, and they know their baseball. They're great fans. They come early, they stay late, and they watch every pitch. Boston has great fans. It's just the passion is different and highly more critical. And sure, the stuff that that the Cardinals went on last night, I think had it happened in Boston, it would have been harsher. And there was a lot of harsh criticism toward John Farrell, for one, the way he managed Game 3. And, you know, when you lose the game, it comes out. But I think here, it's pretty much always optimistic.
I've got to ask you about David Ortiz. We saw him last night huddling with his teammates in the dugout, encouraging them, leading them on there in the dugout as well as on the field. He's batting over 700 in this World Series. Why do they even bother pitching to him ever?
Well, that's a good question. I wouldn't think you'd see him get a lot of fastballs around the plate moving forward. He is locked in like nobody's business, and this goes back. He's had 3 really great World Series for the Red Sox, and, of course, hit the key home run to turn things around in the Detroit Series in the round earlier. So, yeah, I don't think, and Wainwright is a veteran guy, or at least by their standards here, he's been around longer, and I don't think you'll see David get a lot of good stuff to hit tonight. He is just beyond all measure, completely locked in.
You know, I think you pointed this out, Dan, in one of your columns. If this game goes to a 7th game, it would be played at Fenway on Halloween, and the way the series has gone so far, it's like the word spooky seems really appropriate there.
It does. It feels like that's where we're going. Game 7 seems inevitable. That may not be the feel after tonight, but, you know, it's going to come back to Boston for sure on Wednesday, and And just the way the thing has unfolded, it has a feel of a seven-game series. Those of us old enough to remember, it's been remarkably similar to the 75 World Series with the Red Sox and Cincinnati Reds. Of course, that was the Carlton Fisk Game 6 home run series. And this thing has thus far played out exactly the same way in terms of home team, road team, and then the wins and losses for the American National League.
All right. Well, fasten your seatbelts, everyone. Dan Shaughnessy, columnist for the Boston Globe, talking to us from St. Louis, where the Red Sox and Cardinals play Game 5 of the World Series tonight. Dan, thanks so much, and enjoy the game.
Thank you.